Good afternoon, this is Bob Farrington from De Anza College, listening to the Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Band here at the Campana Jazz Festival. And good to see Greg as usual. Always enjoy hearing all of his groups. The bass is kind of boomy. Yeah, make sure the long notes are long. Don't rush the second beat there in bar 9. It's got to be dot, dot, do, dot, ah, ah. Not dot, dot. Okay, don't push the second beat. Tighter with those fills there in the bar 13, the second in the drum. That can swing a little bit more. Chop set as you do those crescendos. So I would start a little bit louder there and then let it decrescendo more into 49. Again, don't rush beat 2 in bar 53. Do dot down. So, this blues kind of a thing. You can use the B flat, if you're in alto, so on tenor, you use the E flat to E natural, and then when you get to your G9, you can use the B flat to the B natural, minor third, major third in the blues style here. But a pretty good tenor sound. Try to use more range of the instrument so you can get up into the palm keys. Good alto solo. A little more rhythmic variety needed here. Try to get, kind of a style. And triplets are good. And I think you guys are capable of both the tenor and the alto soloist. I think the rhythm section is kind of playing at one dynamic level the entire time. So I think you should work and give some contrast going in the drums. And the bass is kind of boomy. That's kind of the hall we're playing in, maybe, or the amplifier or something. Okay, I needed more altos there. There are 80 saxes. I heard Barry and some tenors, but I need to hear more from the altos on that leading on top. And that's a little better. There's unison saxes. That was better. Saxes, get the necks of your saxophones glowing red hot with air. Just faster air to really get a more projecting sound, saxes. Mm-hmm. All right, you can't go wrong with Sammy Nisico. So,
not hard.
So long setup here, so here we go. Here's Nicole. Okay, pretty good tenor sound, but try to get some vibrato going. Here you're trying to use it. Remember, it's got to be mostly metered in jazz. Not necessarily, you can speed it up or slow it down in jazz, but you got to get more of a pitch variation on the long tones. So I like to start people with triplet vibrato. And then you either speed it up or slow it down from there, but. Would really help warm up the sound and be more expressive. So make sure you keep brushing. With the right hand, sorry, left hand, and then do the ting, ka-ting on the cymbal with the other brush, or the handle of the brush is fine, but just keep the stirring going in the snare drum. Yeah, make sure you're picking right over the pickup, electric bass. I can see you using vibrato on electric bass there, but and kind of accent, doom, doom. Doom, 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 kind of in this style of an even eighth note ballad. Good, the intonation is pretty good in the trumpet section and trombones. Yeah, bring it da 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 in the trombones, bring that out. Right there, watch the pitch there. Yeah, so check those chords in the brass at 33 and 34. Take them out of tempo and balance them from bottom to top and in tune as well. Good, nice. So I think if the young lady can add, Julia, if you can add vibrato to your sound, that would really be a more expressive in that ballad there for you. But nice job, everybody. And I say a little more stirring from the drums on the brushes on the snare drum. Okay? All right. I think we already heard this tune earlier today. Oh, maybe not. Maybe there's a different arrangement. I'm not sure. But, you know, overall the band, each section is pretty strong, and the balance within the sections is good. Well rehearsed. So, the thing too, you know, your teacher can't do anything for you, everything for you. You've got to, excuse me, listen on the outside to KCSM Jazz Station and work with the Abersold CDs or the Band in the Box software to work on your improvisation at home. maybe with a private teacher in your area, those kinds of things, to do the things that you don't have time to do in the rehearsals at school. Time. Good piano. Bass doing a good job. So the head is pretty well tuned, be trumpet and the tenor sax. Blow to the top, da da da, and keep your throat open, trumpet, to get that G in tune. Yeah, Barry, get on it. So take that chord right there at 34, the half note that everybody's got, take it out of tempo and balance it from bottom to top, from fourth trombone up to first trumpet, lead alto. And blow through that, guys, that da da da. So the alto, sorry, lead trumpet's gotta do that. So make sure you get a B flat in there on that A7, the flat 9. Style, you know, and again triplets, you can make your sequence out like there's G minor 9, you know, F E D, C minor, E flat D C, you can work, get some sequences going in your solo that way. Yeah, the tenor player, Julia, you have a better sense of this style, the shorter notes, so you don't have to play swing 8 notes here, which you weren't doing on the first, on the first tune. And try to get into the palm keys, where you're kind of wailing on the top end of the horn, work your way up there, go all the way up, like D, E, do, or D to E flat with a C minor. To get some chicken scratching up there, or even high Fs, use the entire range of the instrument. The way to do that is practice your scales, like at 54, the D minor 9, from a low B actually on your horn all the way to a high F. So you start, you're encouraged to use more range of the instrument. Good, Barry. So trombones, I could use a little bit more of the trombone section in the balance of the group. Because I hear you saxes and trumpets in the rhythm section. So make the lead pipes blowing red hot with air trombones and really push fast, cold air for forte playing. More altos on top of the sax section. So trumpets right there. We need more from your there, that bop bop. Yeah, everybody. In fact, again, you could take the short pops there in 104. And again, just balance from bottom to top. Just take it out like a concert band. Just hold out beat 3 and then beat 4. And hear what those chords sound like long. And see if you can create the same thing on the dot, dot, when it's in tempo. That's the key to big bands, really, when they just sound fat on all those chords like that. Just the band really sparkles and comes to life. Yeah, da da, really got a blow to the top of that trumpets. There we go, trombones. Hearing a little bit more from you right there. More with that at the end. It didn't sound like an ending to me. So it's got to end with the bass, you know, boom, ba-ba-boo-da, ah, big chord. You know, and again, we can get that in tune and so forth. Out and the drummer just go crazy and you know, and off, bang, last chord, you know, for a bigger finish, folks. But overall, very good. I mean, it's a really clean band. Some of the comments I'm making just to help you improve, but to me, you're playing great charts. It's well rehearsed. Your kids are practicing. Really enjoyed the set you played. And, you know, work a little more on the improv stuff, especially on your own if you can. And hopefully some suggestions I had about how to practice improv when you listen to this recording, that'll help you as well. But overall, very fine band. Really enjoyed it. Always enjoy any group from Hopkins, because Mr. Conway does such a great job with everything. So congratulations, everyone, and hope these comments have been helpful for you.